Proclamation number 0894 of 1st of May, 1939. New task and activity in the beyond. Glory. Love. To become free from all matter is the task of earthly existence. If the Lord has given you this task and you make use of your earthly life and strive to fulfill the task with all your will, you will become free from everything that is impure and thus shape yourselves into a being which, after discarding the body of flesh, may truly pass into the kingdom of the beyond in light and brightness. And only now will the soul be introduced into the new activity, and this according to its ability to again spiritually influence the beings which still dwell in the darkness of spirit, both on earth as well as in the beyond. The new task corresponds completely to the previous activity in spiritual life. The soul will have to be extraordinarily active again in order to be able to fulfill its waiting work in the beyond. And therefore it is of extraordinary advantage if its life on earth was likewise a life of work, if it also always made use of it earthly and never gave into physical indolence. For much more diligent work is to begin. After all, it is a matter of fighting spiritual hardship and bringing help wherever the soul is not properly respected, and thus an agonizing state is its lot. On the other hand, the being will be offered such wonderful glories in the beyond that the child's relationship with the Father will find tangible reward. All the happiness of love will flow through the being, and its devotion to the Savior will therefore mean unlimited happiness, yet the poor struggling souls will always be thought of in equal measure, and just as the soul now receives love from God, it also constantly passes on love. It turns it towards those who are still without realization and in turn seeks to ease their torment and likewise draw them up into the regions of light and peace. And therefore nothing is unsuccessful which has its origin in love. Nothing is done in vain which had love as its driving force. And love inevitably has to have a redeeming effect, both on earth as well as in the beyond. Amen.